Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show, sponsored by many, including Mike Lindell and, as of tonight, Truth Social. I urge everyone to sign up to Truth Social. You got to make sure that you are, if you're one of those stalkers and stuff, you're not going to get in there. But people that have a credible opportunity to talk and to discuss issues with intelligence back and forth, you'll be welcome to True Social. As of today, this radio show is being simulcast not only on iHeartRadio, Newsmax, and other stations, over 300 networks around the world today, plus also True Social as of tonight. So that's the big
and
thing over
COVID,
there.
I'm sorry, you didn't bring me... I know. Also, we have now entered a new country, the Netherlands.
Well, over 100, more than 100 countries worldwide on the radio, and also about the same now on the podcast. I would like to, before I introduce you to my co-host, which just mentioned about the extra country, that was Scarlett, I want to just mention that we have a person that just, Democrats that go fuck off, is now doing a podcast on her own, Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard will be coming on our show every so often, and she will be doing commentary every once in a while, and we're working on
her
that.
Her own PSA.
All USA.
Which means public service announcement.
Now I want to introduce you to my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm good, tired. I wanted to say that we touch lives. We make a difference. We remind people about what's going on. We hopefully we make them feel better. It's not such a bad day. We expose the imps, gimps, wimps, and pimps.
I'll tell you something. I talk to hundreds, if not thousands, of people every day. Hundreds of thousands. I'm far close to a million in almost five months doing what I'm doing. And I am, Scott can tell you that I get the pulse of the nation real easily and what's coming on. And I'll tell you, out of all those people, I guarantee you almost 95% of them, maybe even more than that, will not vote Democrat at all. They will be voting Republican. There is a difference. The title of the show is Why You Should Never Vote Democrat, and that's the title of the podcast we did, and that's the title of what we do on the show, and there's a lot of different reasons for that. And one of them was just actually given to everybody the other day when Fetterman was interviewed by MSNBC, and the reporter involved had to set things up. He didn't understand anything she was saying. He just didn't comprehend. He had trouble with speech and stuff, so they set up closed captions. And even that, he had problems with.
He had a stroke.
He had a stroke.
It made a difference in his physical being.
And his mental being. And he cannot just...
Hold it. Besides the fact that he's a Democrat, he's still a human being. Does anybody care about this person? Anybody?
I don't know.
If he
because he should.
Showing the facts, he's a real person. He feels things, okay? And he's being hurt.
Because
really
of his ego? Because of the party?
I think, you know what, what's most important in anything is his life. It's it. There's nothing else more important. Nothing.
One of the things he said in an interview, by the way, is if a cop is trying to arrest somebody because of a crime, no matter what the crime is, assault, murder, rape, whatever it is, if the guy gets away and starts running away, you should let him go and go after him another time instead of chasing him down.
Okay, how does that make sense? He's not thinking straight.
No, he's thinking straight.
You know what he's got?
Has nothing to do with the stroke. This has nothing to do with the stroke. This has the fact that every single Democrat supports defunding the police, supports illegal aliens, supports criminals, thugs, rapists, and anything in between, and drug deals and everything else. They literally will take a criminal, let the criminal go, and they have a revolving door, and they look at New York City, Chicago, Philadelphia, and even in parts of Broward County with the justice system there, they let them go. Every which way you go, these left-wing Democrats, they don't care about law-abiding citizens. They don't care about victims. They only care about the criminal and their freedoms, but not the rights of the people that got
hurt. They don't even care about themselves. They don't care about their family. They don't. I'll give you, for instance, with Fetterman. He's got parents, right?
Yes.
Does he not care about them?
I don't know.
Is he that shallow?
No, he's a communist. He is a pure communist. He admitted he's a socialist class communist. Trump said they went over from being a Democrat, they jumped over socialism and they came become communists. He is right. This is a pure communist state. They want big government controlling you from the minute you conceived, from the minute that you get pregnant, all the way to past the grave, and nothing in between. They want to control everything.
They can't think for themselves. They're sheep.
Yeah. And that's what they're doing. And every single Democrat are saying that. And it's funny, though, that Biden taunts the campaign for all these Democrat candidates, and they all say, don't come near me. Tim Ryan did that. Craig, Mark Kelly did that. The Fetterman, there are a bunch of others. Senate candidate in North Carolina. They're all saying it because they know it's toxic, because Biden's polling rate is somewhere around 15% in real life, not what you see in the news. It's closer to 15. That's the key. That's a big thing.
They're going to lose big. You know, I read in there that people need to really go out to vote because we need to do, it just needs to happen.
You need to overwhelm the data because these data is geared, they have the statistics they're geared for. But if you overwhelm the polling data, overwhelming the polling places on election day, they cannot keep up with it. And that's how Carrie Lake won on in the primary, because they were trying to keep up from winning. But she's going to win the state. She's up by 10. She's going to win big, and they're trying every which way to keep her off the news. But she's there anyway because she's talking to people. And they had almost 50,000 people.
Yeah, the media. She's talking to the people. The media don't do nothing. They're fake. They're criminal. And they're over and out. Okay?
That's it.
There are other ways to get the message out.
And that's what we're doing. And like I said, it's like our radio show, podcast reaches millions of people around the world. And we're getting it out there, and now we expand it to True Social and many others. And the True Social is now one of the largest, if not the largest, platform out there. And that's run by Trump and David Nunes.
Now, and they all listen to us.
Yes, they are. And Delaware, let's see, Delaware ballots. What's the big story, Scarlett, on Delaware?
Okay, well, the Delaware Supreme Court came down with a ruling that no same-day voter registration on the election, because it's a violation of the state constitution. Also, no mail ballots, and if you're an absentee, you have to be sick or unable to go. There are no other excuses for getting a ballot. They won't give it to you.
Everything
else
word,
is no.
It doesn't mean
and that is
what
the
it means. Yeah, and that happens to be in all the states are working it straight down.
Delaware's
not the only state.
Delaware is a very big liberal state.
And they just changed that. And I'm telling you, I talked to many people in Delaware the last few days, and they're so happy to go move towards conservatism. It's unreal. And they're really changing over.
They're so mad about the prices and gas and everything. They are just said enough. America, the people, the freedom fighters, the patriots, Republicans, conservatives, constitutionalists, even the libertarians have said enough, and the independents, it's enough.
Right.
And we're coming
and no
together
one else
as one, and we're voting these stunks out. They are gone. Gone.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to tell you, number one, you got it right with the inflation, the economy, stupid. That is number one. Everybody's going to vote for the pocket. The gas prices, which are inching up. $5 of gas in Arizona, where it used to be $4, and now it's back up to $5. Here, it's inching up towards $4 here in Florida. And over in California, it's inching towards 7 and 8. People are leaving the state, as Scarlett mentioned earlier.
They are. Mark Wahlberg, he left California. He said he can't deal. He put his house up for sale, packed his family up, and moved to another state. Enough. He thinks that they generate bad stuff for children. And he wants his kids to be successful and live their dream.
By the way, voter registration, going back to voter registration, the state of Florida, yesterday, the 11th of October, was the last day of voter registration.
Yeah.
By the way, today is the 12th of October, the real date of Columbus Day. Just to let you know. Not the Monday.
I think he did a great job. I think he searched the new world. And he found it. He found stuff. He met people.
The indigenous people stuff, that's bull crap. And it really is. That's not what he's supposed to be. It never was. This country is the greatest nation on earth. You and I and everyone else could be successful in life. If we don't listen to the left, the Democrats, the communists, you never listen to them because if you do, you're going to fail all the time because they want you to fail, not to succeed.
Do it because they steal, cheat, and lie, and fraud.
It's another reason why you should never vote Democrat, because Democrats want you to fail. They want to control you. They want you to fail. They hate the term "Make America Great Again." They don't want this country to be great. They don't want you as an individual to be great. They want you to be losers, and that's what you are. If you support Democrats, you're not the world.
They're jealous
losers. That's for the best interest.
Jealous losers.
Yes. See, that's if you vote Democrat, you're voting against your own interest.
They don't live. They exist. And they are puppets. That's it. They are Stafford puppets. All alike and do nothing. Create nothing, do nothing. Steal, cheat, and lie, fraud.
Yeah, what we're trying to do, what we're trying to say is that each individual person in this country has an ability in them to succeed in life. This country gives you opportunities. It's up to you as an individual to grasp for those opportunities and climb the ladder of success to succeed in life. Your dreams is what carries you. Your passion is what carries you. The Democrats need all that.
Become ideas, and ideas become reality, and then you make plans and you create it and it lives. They breathe, and you get it there, and you expose it, and people know it's there, and you're doing great stuff for people, and you are self-sufficient, self-made, self-taught, and you are living the dream.
And that's why we are considering, like Ronald Reagan once said, we are the shiny light on that mountain, and we have that light to, we can put those flames and expand them and become that big, giant light that the whole world will see once again. But we need to get rid of every single Democrat. We need to put back probably the best president this country's ever had in Donald J. Trump. Ron DeSantis is right behind him. And this is really, really important because it's about you and I and everyone else that are listening on this for their ability to become successful in life and loving themselves and loving the passions and dreams and grab it and fulfill it. That's what we
having a real education. Real education, honesty, integrity, and credibility, and the real stuff. Real history. Real math.
Going back to Delaware. One of the major, and this is coming, and not just Delaware, but every state that I've called, including Hawaii, one of the big things that they talk about is they do not want their children to be indoctrinated and recruited. And this is very important. They want the kids not to be CRT taught, in other words, criminal race theory. That's self-hating garbage. And the LGBTQ stuff, they do not want that. And they don't want the kids. I didn't want elementary kids to learn about transgender or anything like that. Most people we talk to think that transgender is a mental health issue.
You know what they did on Columbus Day? They did this whole thing with little children outside, having them draw on the sidewalk being Indigenous Day.
And that's wrong, too. That besides being vandalism, it's not, they're not, see, this is about being hated again. This is about pulling down and downing their mentality and their education, their beliefs themselves.
Why does Florida not recognize Columbus Day? I mean,
Florida
some areas are bigger than
the left areas don't recognize it because they rather decide that the people to become hateful towards their history. I guarantee you, if you're Italian and you say something bad about Columbus, you're not going to be around too much longer.
But there was Magellan and Americus Vespucci, and they all were explorers.
Right, and they all found different things. They all changed. But they're trying to change history. The left, the communists / Democrats are trying to change history, and
right.
They can't.
Change what happened. It happened.
Right. The point is, these kids, they're not getting an education. They're getting indoctrinated, recruited. What you need to do is focus on, these kids need to be focused on their talents and their ability to succeed in life. To dream and to research and search and educate themselves and ask questions and stuff. You know, I'll tell you, people do better when they start asking questions and start looking out and seeing what's there. It's getting rid of the blockers and start meeting people that actually that want to educate, that want to, that love this country, that love to fulfill passions and dreams. Especially if you're a parent, you want your kids to grow and learn and how great this country is.
How many of our kids today know how Thanksgiving began? Well, do you know?
Yeah, it's the pilgrims and
the Mayflower landed at Plymouth Rock. And the pilgrims came,
and they met with the Indians,
and they traded trinkets and food, and they had a meal together.
Yeah, I don't know if they had turkey or not, but they had something. But the pilgrims and the Indians were trying to find a way to solve problems, but
they all lost
and stuff like that. But you know, but the point is. The point is, let these kids learn history.
I'm just saying, that is history. John Smith, Miles Standish, all these people. It happened. It was real.
Scarlett, tell us about the Biden executive order.
Well, dingbat in the head, puppet man. Came out with an executive order spy surveillance that won't tell anybody.
In other words, it's got to be a communist situation.
He's going to spy on you. He'll spy on you if you're on the potty. Okay?
Yeah.
You don't need an RFID chip anymore. You got the puppet man. And he's just going to do it. Everybody's going to be spied on. I'll go one better. They're so screwed up. They're going to have the Governor DeSantis. They're auditing him on how he sent the illegals to Martha's Vineyard.
They're so pissed off with 50 illegal aliens going to Martha's Vineyard. Texas is having 50,000 every week in this country.
It's
they
Obama.
Have five.
Who's running the country?
Right.
Who's running the country? Oh,
Obama.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he's going to go down for treason. Look, but the thing is this.
He ain't there yet.
This is time to really, I want to tell you, let's talk about DeSantis for a minute. Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, probably the greatest governor this state has ever seen, maybe the greatest governor this country's ever seen. He went in after Hurricane Ian. He went in and took everybody and everything and got them working and got this thing, got everything taken care of. And a little over a week has built, rebuilt bridges, got things
got
going on. 97% of the electricity is back on around the state. There's still some on.
Where they're going to live while they're building it back. And that they can work.
And you know what?
They can eat.
In areas that are controlled by the Democrats, you know what's happening? Because DeSantis is there and God takes restored and rebuilding and helping out. Every one of them are voting for him to be reelected. They thank him publicly on TV and videos and stuff on
seriously? The Tampa
on Instagram.
Mayor?
Yeah.
Really?
Everyone that's involved in that is thanking DeSantis for that, and working coordinating with everybody, and even the losing
he
has
is,
gone
he
down.
Is. Because it's their constituency. These are people, they're important. Okay,
he is literally
nature destroyed a piece of land that and the people are just devastated. They're going to leave them there to rot. We're going to help them. We're going to put it together. This man has a plan with a plan.
Yeah, this guy is literally gone, and him and Casey DeSantis who just recovered from cancer, and the family
and the three kids, Madison, they were literally there.
Handing out food, working on stuff, cooking, working, repairing, taking debris off the roads. Everything is there. They're working hand in hand. They're not just being a show of political things. They're actually doing it.
He's there. He's hands on, and he's in the thick of it. What a great president he'll be, huh?
Yes, he is the next president. If Trump don't run in 2024, he will, and he will win by a landslide. Either one will win by a landslide. Yeah. But the bottom line is Governor DeSantis, he is going to be elected.
A Democrat will never be in power for a very long time.
No, and I'm going to tell you something.
You got a lot of young people will never forget.
Yeah, and I've got to tell you something. Right now, especially right now, when Charlie Crist tried to raise funds off of the disaster, you could go and donate for disaster relief, for hurricane relief, and you, on his page, you click on the fundraising area. It goes directly to his page and the campaign, not to helping people in Hurricane Ian's path.
That's illegal.
That's the criminal activity. But then again, Charlie Crist and his lieutenant governor nominee are both communists anyway. Yeah, and he has committed before. Our friend Chris came out and met him face to face and asked him point blank, why are you fundraising off of dead people? Off of Hurricane Ian. Why are you fundraising directly?
Who asked him that?
My friend Chris. My friend Chris that does the...
What did Charlie Crist say to him? Get away?
He had a staff member to push him away. And assaulted, basically.
Whoa.
And he did not, we have the video. It's on Facebook. But the point is, the point is that Charlie Crist is nothing but a thug, and that's what it is. He's not. He listens up from one day to another. He's down by 15 as of today.
Do not care about anybody except themselves.
Right. And he's down by 15 and dropping fast. Same thing with Val Demings. It's another one. We talked about defunding the police. She supports defunding the police. She supports killing
she
babies.
She was part of this, but she was a police person.
Yeah, but just like Eric Adams in New York City, it was a very bad, corrupt one. And she is nothing but a communist digbat.
Wonder if she does drugs, too.
I have no idea, but she does support legalizing drugs, which kills people.
No, Dorothy.
That's another thing. Democrats support legalizing marijuana, which is now not the same marijuana that was 20 or 30 years ago. This marijuana has cyanide in it, among other things, with possibility of fentanyl being touched in. And fentanyl kills people. It is a very dangerous drug. All it takes is a drop and you're dead. Right, and we don't know if they did because if they had, they came in contact with
it. Have they figured it out yet?
Not that I know. I haven't seen it. Well, I'll tell you what, Kerry Lake gets it in a few weeks. You're going to see a change. Yeah.
They're
going
to figure out every inch of what those babies had, played with, ate, did, went, and then compare. She will get that answer. Sure. You kidding me? She's a journalist. You know she's going to figure it out.
We're gonna take a time off of politics for a minute. Yesterday, okay. A very well-known actress passed away. She's made famous by a number of stuff, including The Maturing Candidate. She's the bad person, along with the guy who played Will Byers. She did The Murder She Wrote. Angela Lansbury passed away at 95, just a few days before her birthday.
She's on Broadway.
She did Beauty and the Beast.
She did
The Voice, Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, she
great
did.
Singer. Great. She did a lot of different shows. A friend of mine, D.D. Sorvino, that was Paul Sorvino's wife. Paul Sorvino passed away earlier this year. D.D., who's trying to get back into comedy, stand-up comedy, she posted pictures yesterday and this morning about Paul and Angela Lansbury working together on
is
a couple
Dee Dee
things.
Down here? Is Dee Dee down here?
Not that I know, but she we'll get together. I'll get together with her when she
but
comes
she's
down
not
here.
Based in Florida. She's not
no,
based in Florida.
She was up in New Jersey and New York area. Don't forget, Paul was doing a TV show about Harlem. And so he was playing a Mark Kingpin. But, you know.
Do you ever decide to relocate here to the free state?
I don't know. I'll talk to her. We talk on and off
hook her up.
Every day.
You know who you can hook her up with? Todd Allen Herendon.
He is doing a bunch of shows now back in over in Panhandle.
Was doing her comedy act.
Yeah, he's in Panama Beach.
That would be wonderful for her. You know, and she could be on the road and keeping busy and doing her act. It'd be great for her. Healthy.
Friday is a debate. Between Walker and the doofus, the big reverend. Yeah,
Warnick's in trouble. He's in a lot
he
of
got,
trouble.
He may be getting into a jail cell before he would get elected. There's some kind of criminal activity he got caught up in. And some other stuff. But until we actually know for sure, we're not going to give the name exactly what happened.
So the investigation begins.
Yeah, and that's what that is. Talking about that, Hunter Biden is being indicted, but not for what we think. And plus, the guy, this Igor person that is on trial now, we found out, thanks to Durham and stuff, that the FBI was willing to pay $100 million to get to different Russian intelligence agencies to get Trump. And,
you know
what? Forget about Hunter for a second. This thing is very important that's in trial right now because the FBI admitted they were trying to bribe agents. And the person that's in charge of the FBI at that time is the President of the United States, who appointed the guy, and that person was Barack Hussein Obama, who's now being charged with treason. And this is a very big thing. It brings down Hillary Clinton and everyone else.
Want him that the guy don't make it?
Well, he's doing the case. The case is not in D.C. This is in Delaware now, in a separate court, in a conservative area. We got the indictments. He's being tried. He's expected to be found guilty. And the other indictments will be coming down, and the trials are going to be held in a different area. So nobody knows where it's going to be until after the fact. So everybody's covered.
So say this leads to Hunter Biden, right? Say Hunter Biden gets whatever he is. You know what? Other stuff can be introduced on him with the case.
Yeah, the guy's introduced you to the laptop.
It just opens the door to introduce evidence.
There's a movie called My Son Hunter. It's a documentary by Epic Times that's out there. You should see it because it tells the truth. It gives all the information, how the big guy is Joe Biden, and how the maneuver he did while he was VP under Obama's nose, which we all believe Obama gave the okay. This is corruption. Again, this is total corruption.
Because he made a peace of the peace.
Right.
They all made it. All their palms were wet.
But anyway, I believe you can see the Walker Warnock on you can see on C-SPAN on Friday. And that's, I think, at 8 or 9 o'clock on Friday.
That's something I will watch.
Yeah.
You know.
So that's it there.
I care about this country.
Now,
I want freedom of speech.
Number one is, this is why you shouldn't vote Democrat anymore. Do you cherish the fact that you want to go to work, that you get a fair wage, and that you'll be able to go and drive to work and not worry about going broke by gas, or looking at the supermarket and can't pay the foods with the cost because it's so high? Interest rates are going to go up again. Inflation is at 8.5, 9.1. The consumer inflation rate is over 13%. That means prices at the supermarket is anywhere from 13 to 20% higher from last year this time of month.
You know, when you spoke of cola earlier, you said 10%.
Yeah, I talked to someone.
I believe it's going to be a 11.4% increase.
I told a young lady, she's having problems. I think it was in New Jersey. I don't remember which state. And she said that about Social Security, things are going on. And I said, you do know and realize that cost of cola next year, January 1st, when you get your Social Security check, will go up by over 10% based on the inflation. You can thank inflation for that. But if you go to the supermarket, that 10% is nothing because it's already up by 15 or 20% at the time. So you're actually losing money.
Go to the dollar store, pay $1.25.
Yeah.
But still
better than nothing. You need a microwave for most of the stuff, and a lot of stuff in there, you got to make sure it's kind of fresh. If it's not, then don't get it. That's the only thing bad about dollar store. But if you're buying equipment stuff, it's pretty good. Now, number one was the economy. The American people are voting Republican because they don't want to pay the price of the store, price of the gas. Gas is up $5 in Arizona, $6 to $8 in California, $6 in New York, $6 in D.C., $6 in Chicago, $4 in Florida in some places, maybe a little less than that, but it's all inching up. And in three weeks, you're going to see a little bit more each and every day. And that's number one, is the inflation and the economy. That's number one. Number two is parental rights. They're very big in. This is what happened in Delaware. One reason why Delaware is flipping to conservative, just like Virginia, and it's because they got tired of the kids being taught about transgender sexual orientation and how to hate your kids. And they also wanted the parents want to have control of the kids and education, not the government. The Democrats slash communists tell you it's not your brainwash your kids. And that's why parents got to vote. Any parent that's votes for a Democrat is voting against their children. Any parent, I repeat that, any parent, even newborns, is voting Democrat, you're actually voting against your child. You're putting your child at risk of life in danger because they're going to try and take it away from you. And that's a no-no. You as a parent have the right to decide on the education of your kids and the values and morals and the morality of your child. You as a parent is the one that teaches the kid right from wrong and things of that nature. Not the schools, not the government, but you. So that's another one. Crime is another one. Crime is rampant. You can't ride a subway train. You can't. You have people getting shot even in front of candidates' homes. People are going left and right around the country, and they are tired of crime, especially illegals, border security, immigration. That's all in there. And if you support law-abiding citizens, law enforcement, you have to vote Republican. If you support the safety of your family and your children, your property, your mommy and dads, you have to vote Republican. The Democrats don't give a rat's ass about the safety of any American citizen at all. They're the ones, they're the party of criminals, they're the party of thugs, they're the party of racism, they're the party of illegal aliens, they're the party of drug dealers, they're the party of defunding the police. You have to go against that. Your value, the safety of your family, your business, your property, and your loved ones. You cannot be voting Democrat. You must vote Republican for the safety of your family. What else? You got right to life. If you believe in science, that life begins at conception. When the sperm hits the egg, that's when life begins. What do you think is growing in your stomach? If it's growing, it's alive. Don't be stuck. Don't be something stupid. Have a little brain, a little intelligence. Life begins at conception. And the Democrats want to kill your baby from the time you conceive it, all the way to all full 9 months, and then after that. All right? That's what they want to do. They love to kill. That's who they are. And they especially target babies that are in the womb that may be special needs, like Down syndrome. They go after Down syndrome babies in the womb, and they want them dead. That's what they want. They support Margaret Sanger. The Democrats support Margaret Sanger. They think she's the God's gift to greet her. Margaret Sanger formed Planned Parenthood to literally kill the black race. Those are her words, not mine. You could go to YouTube, you could go read her writings, you could listen to her interviews from the 20s and go, from the 1920s, and go and see and go and understand through her eyes the hatred towards the black race. She is not only KKK, Margaret Sanger, but she also supported Hitler in the 30s. So that's who she is. She's part of the Final Solution. But yet the Democrats support Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood.
That's why they hate Jewish people.
If you're Jewish, you should vote for Democrat anyway because they want to destroy Israel. They support Islam, Islamic, terrorist, extremist. But you know what's funny? Because the Muslims are turning on the Democrats in Michigan. They came out and they went airborne in Michigan. And also in Minnesota, they both came out and the Muslim communities over there and went after the school boards over there because they did not want the kids to be indoctrinated with sexual orientation. And first of all, it goes against the Quran. But second of all, and actually, they do not want to have their children be indoctrinated and recruited for hate. And that's one of the things there. So they also said, they ran them out to school parts, and the people there to vote them out. Every single one of those two areas, school boards, are all Democrats. They're all gone. This is like San Francisco, where the ultra left, they act in their school board, and they got rid of the most left-wing school board members, and they actually recalled them and eliminated them. This is happening around the country. Thanks to the COVID-19 and the virtual teaching, the American parents all over the country actually saw what's being done in the schools, and they hated it. And that's how Youngkin won Virginia, and that's how the Democrats are going to lose every race, because they want to make sure that their kids are taught properly, not indoctrinated and recruited by all these ultra-left-wing socialist communists and mentors. They still have values and morals. The parents want these kids to learn and not be indoctrinated.
Weren't they trying to take that girl who was raped to another state to get an abortion?
Yeah.
Without the parents' knowledge?
Yeah, but this is, okay. J.D. France went after Tim Ryan on that. He said, first of all, we shouldn't be in that situation. This way, J.D. France said, we shouldn't be in this situation for a 10-year-old being raped, because that guy that raped him turned out to be an illegal alien. If we actually, and Tim Ryan voted against securing the border and voting against every border security, the wall, everything he can do to prevent closing that border, allowing all these illegals, and he supported these illegals. So, it is his fault that these kids and this 10-year-old raped. And J.D. Vance pointed out that if we actually did what he's supposed to do as a senator, that girl would never have been raped and we wouldn't have to worry about things. And besides, she's 10 years old. She's still able to get an abortion in Ohio or anyplace else because it's 15 weeks, number one. So in 15 weeks, even here in Florida, that abortion line that Val Demings is using, Charlie Crist, is bogus. It's bogus. It's bullshit. If you're pregnant and you want to get rid of your baby, you got 15 weeks to do so. No one's stopping you. That's murder, right.
Yeah,
but that's on you.
You're murdering your baby.
I consider abortion murder. And so does most Americans these days that we talk to.
I do.
And that's a big thing. Right to life is a big thing going on right now. And
why
that's
should
a
that
very,
baby
very
be punished problem. Because that young girl was raped?
And that's,
was it,
and that's
it,
the
it
thing.
It wasn't the baby's fault, and it wasn't indeed the girl's fault.
Right.
But so
that's,
why make
that's
a wrong? If you have a wrong, why do another wrong? Two wrongs don't make a right.
That's true.
If you don't want to keep the baby, just give it up for adoption.
Meanwhile, we got about 11 minutes left to the show. Couple things we want to go over before we go over. First of all, like I said, Tulsi Gabbard had enough of the Democrat Party. She said that that party is no longer in existence. It's a communist party.
They don't follow the Constitution.
They don't follow the Constitution. She calls them a racist organization that hates law-abiding citizens and law enforcement. And they do not secure the borders. They do not support our military. They do not support things. All they care about is woke and turning people into sissies. And she cannot stand anymore.
And indoctrination and hurting.
Right. So
they don't
that's
inspire
a big thing.
Me. They're bad role models.
And the other thing is that we urge everyone to follow the Constitution, to read the Constitution, get a pocket Constitution. You can always reach us and get one.
It's
we have
exciting,
plenty.
It's an exciting document to read. I don't get them. It covers you. It gives you freedom. And
it's the greatest document in the history of the world. No other country has it. And millions of people come into this nation because they want to be part of that constitution of freedom. It's all about freedom and dreaming.
And ideas. And where you position yourself in this country. It really does some great stuff. You have to know where you came from to know where you are, to know where you're going. And that document definitely has play within your life. It's important. Everybody should read it.
By the way, you hear the left talking about things happening in Georgia. They lie through your teeth. What they're afraid of is that the people, the election integrity squads in there caught Stacey Abrams trying to steal the election again, and we took away a bunch of fraudulent applications. And now they say that we stole real votes. So no, we didn't, and we can prove it. And so that's what that is. So just letting you know, don't listen to MSNBC or anything. Yeah, we are there. A lot of rest are coming. Stacey Abrams is down by 5 to 10 and dropping fast. And Warnock is already down. But by the way, when you see polling data, they're not asking Trump supporters anything. So you can add 5 to 10 points to any data coming through in polling on the Republican side, and take 5 to 10 away from the Democrat side, and you'll get the real pulse. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a Republican landslide. Somewhere, I would now go from 75. I used to say 50 to 100. Now I'm saying between 75 and 100 and a quarter in the House, and 5 to 10 in the Senate seats. So people are fed up. There's a lot of places. There's governorships. The Democrats are losing across the board because they don't want crime. They don't want illegals.
They're hurting themselves. We don't have to hurt them. They do it to themselves. They open their mouths. And they do corrupt stuff.
Okay. We got about 7 minutes to go. I want to thank Scarlett for coming on the show and our co-host. She may be moving up a little bit next week. Depends on circumstances. She may be actually hosting the show, and I'll be doing some other things and co-hosting. And also going, and we may have Kelsey Gabbard also going in and out. So you'll see a threesome in a very soon time. So that's a good thing there.
Things are amping up. Yes,
right.
They are.
We are working. Right. And like I said, I want to thank all those in True Social that is now listening to our show along with iHeartRadio and Newsmax and stuff. Yep. We also want to end the show on a little bit of values and morals. We as individuals, when our parents grew up, you know, people ask, what happened to the 50s, the 40s, the 60s, no, actually 50s and 40s, and the values, because you could have a full family and people could just open the doors for your ladies and helping people out in trouble in the street and saying hello. To the people, good afternoon, good evening, and stuff like that. Those days are gone at the moment because we lost our moral compass. We have individuals as responsibility as parents to teach our children respect, dignity, and the family ideas. You as an individual have it to be one of the greatest things happening in the world. Look in the mirror and say, I am great. I am wonderful. I am handsome or beautiful, depending if it's a boy or girl. I want to succeed in life. My mission today is going to be on top of the world to succeed and have fun doing it. Get a positive attitude out there and ignore these left-wing garbage stuff of hate. Concentrate on the best you could be. You know, Another reason why you should never support Democrats is because they teach you to hate yourself. We are teaching you to love yourself. We believe that you, as an individual,
see the light. Yourself because you're a good person. Don't let them play with your head.
Right.
No.
And work as a parent. As a parent, a mother, a father, as parents, the best way to go is the nucleus of a mother and a father, because some
right.
things that a mother can do, a father can. Some things that a father can do, a mother can. But if you put the two together, you got the pure nucleus to succeed in bringing up a little boy or a little girl and bringing up a child to succeed in life and having not only the love and the compassion, but also the virtue and morality of an individual to succeed. Always tell
and
that
people,
person, your
and
child,
people will
to look
for. Opt out and run and get divorced so easily.
Learn to work
they
together
were,
as
there
a
was
team.
A reason you found each other and you got married and you created a beautiful children.
Yeah, but some people also find love as a convenience but really don't understand love because they never really had it except once or twice. And that's a,
I don't
and
know,
that's
back in the
too.
50s, people found each other and they had long, great marriages, great relationship partners.
Yeah.
And
we need to bring back
to be successes.
We need to bring back Leave It to Beaver and the Dick Van Dyke Show and Make Room for Daddy and all the other everything that has to do with family orientated. Anyway, we're gonna be on again on Sunday at 7 o'clock. You never know what's jumping in. It may be the first time you hear Tulsi. We will see. Anyway, I want to thank you again and Scarlett. And everybody in all 100-plus nations
everybody,
that listen to
God work. Bless you, and have a great end of the week. Enjoy, and I'll be back on Sunday with hopefully good news. Maybe Trump will be back in the White House.
Yeah. Well, we'll work on that. Anyway, God bless you all, and have a great day.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I gladly stand up won't forget the men who died, who gave that fight to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the